I'm wonderful. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing pretty good. It's 4:53 p.m. on the 6th of May. This is Ohio Exopolitics. I have to make a correction from yesterday. I was incorrectly pronouncing assiduous, which means great care and perseverance. And we happened to come across that in our reading, and I kept mispronouncing it. Assiduous means showing great care and perseverance, meticulous, thorough. I guess Billy recommends being assiduous. So that's my vocabulary for today,
Very nice.
I
Awesome. Well,
guess.
thank you.
I'm going to play a clip by Dr. Richard Fleming here in, sometime. Maybe in the beginning. Maybe I'll go ahead and do that. Of course, you won't be able to hear until you listen to the show.
Okay.
I'm very sorry.
It's
It
all right.
has to do, of course, with COVID and the vaccine. And I want to continue keeping this in the spotlight because this is the whole depopulation thing. This is what we've been hearing for years, and that they were going to try to pull this and just stand by, Solaris.
Okay.
You won't be able to hear this, but the listeners will. And eventually, when you hear the show, you'll hear it too. Okay, here we go.
We're going to hold you accountable. Stop the money flow. Stop this type of research. Stop this experimentation on the peoples. Stop this experimentation upon our children. Enough is enough. Hey everybody, Alex Newman here with The New American, and with us again today we have the great Dr. Richard Fleming. He's got a PhD and a law degree, and he's a medical doctor. He has been doing incredible research for a very long time, and he's joining us today because he has some new information and some new documentation showing that the U.S. government was involved in this so-called gain-of-function research, where basically scientists in laboratories are increasing the ability of viruses to kill people, to infect people, to hurt people. With this whole coronavirus thing coming out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, it seems, there's a lot of connections that need to be explored.
And proof of what's going on versus just implying that something's going on. So I put together a brief slide presentation that shares some of the actual evidence and documents proving the money trail and published papers that have been already put out that can be found by anybody reviewing the scientific literature. And so if we're able to put those slides up, I'll simply walk through those slides. There's, I believe, 14 of them in total to lay out the details so you and your listeners can actually see what's been going on. You can see that the title is SARS-CoV-2 Gain of Function, Follow the Evidence and the Money. This is obviously an exclusive right now for The New American being given today. What you see on the...
Okay, I think I'll stop it there. A lot of information there. Dr. Richard Fleming is very interesting. Guy Solaris, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. I hadn't heard of him until today. Have you heard of him before?
His name sounds familiar. I'm pretty sure I probably have heard something about him.
Okay. He's a lawyer. He's a medical doctor. He has a PhD in physics. And he's just been exposing the illegal nature of the lockdowns and the way they're trying to force us into taking a very dangerous vaccine that's completely experimental. He is following the money trail, the published papers, and he's got this whole presentation that I'm just beginning to look at. So there's an incredible array of doctors, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Richard Buttar. I don't know if you've heard of Dr. Mercola. He is really getting hammered right
well,
now.
Sure.
And I heard that he's actually caved in on some things that are probably threatening his family and things like that. What an unfortunate time that we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, it certainly is. But, well, the behavior people, you know, they're all ganging up on the truth.
Yeah, everyone, except the, you know, it's just, I just can't believe where we're at. It's, you know, YouTube is worthless. You can't post anything to YouTube other than maybe, you know, a film of your cat or your dog without yep. violating their whatever.
Yeah, not so community standards, right?
Not community standards. They're weird standards, you know.
A lot of censorship going on, yeah. I notice a lot of people are going to BitChute.
Yeah, so, BitChute.
Yeah.
Brighteon are the ones I've gone to.
Mm-hmm.
A close friend of mine who is really into the Meyer material, I hadn't heard from him in quite a while, and I was talking to him the other day, and he sticks completely to the Meyer stuff, you know, and they're starting to take his stuff down.
Ooh,
you
wow.
know, I get into the other controversial stuff, but I didn't think Billy is really that controversial.
Not at all. Maybe. I don't understand that. But, you know, the truth is a threat, and anything that raises the vibration in the consciousness would be a threat to some degree, right?
Yeah, that's what they're really afraid of.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Is people getting smart enough to see the whole story here. So anyway, this is page 168 from the book The Might of Thoughts, and I'm going to read a little bit of this, and I think you might find it interesting.
Okay.
I certainly did. It says, "But that is bound with the necessity of rigorously excluding anxiety and doubt, because they are evil elements of disintegration, which are able to break or bend every straight line of every evolutive effort. It's useless, ineffective, and can ruin them." And I think that's really ironic that I picked this out to read, and you had just mentioned something about evolution or something along those lines. Just a moment ago, as the suppression is trying to suppress people's evolution. Is that what you were saying? The censorship.
Exactly. Yeah. The revolution in consciousness. Yep.
Yeah. Evolution is exactly what you said. Anxious and doubtful thoughts never lead to progress and success. Consequently, nothing which has a positive value can ever be achieved as a result of them. Rather, at all levels, only that which is negative. Anxiety and doubt are as negative as hate, unpeace, absence of honor, unfairness, and unhonesty. You know, one thing that's always good about when Billy says what he says in these books and when he brings things out, he always clarifies it to a point where it takes on new meaning to me. That I knew anxiety and doubt were bad before I ever read what he says here.
Mm-hmm.
But he says there is negative as hate, absence of honor, unpeace, mm-hmm. unhonesty. And I would have never thought
right,
of
low it. Vibration, yeah.
Yeah, it's very low vibration. And it destroys, like you were saying, your evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are evil elements of disintegration, so they bring disintegration, so forth. Okay. Anxiety and doubt are as negative as hate, unpeace, absence of honor, unfairness, unhonesty, and so forth, because they always lead to failure and loss in some form. So people get worried about this, anxiety about that, doubt about that. We all do. I know I do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what leads to failure and loss.
Mm-hmm.
So
lack of confidence.
Exactly.
Yep, not connected to the higher self.
Yeah. If any of these aspects arise, whereby especially anxiety and doubt play an especially negative role, then all good thoughts end. Wow. And lose themselves in a chaos of unfulfillable purposelessness. And one thing he always emphasizes is being purposeful. You know,
mm-hmm.
he talks about, he made up this term called zeal, and he defines it as life determination, at least Figu does. And it's more than just a goal. It's like life determination. So, you know, the only concept I can think of is goal or end point. But it means more than that, because the zeal has to do with your intention and a sense of purposefulness. Mm-hmm. Even strong thoughts end in the moment, anxiety and doubt creep into them. The active power, as well as other energy of the thoughts, is thereby lost, as is the achieved cognition concerning one's own very sense of life and creational sense of life. He talks about having a sense of life also when he talks about something called striving. He says there are certain creational laws in our universe. And if we live by these natural creational laws, then our life goes much better. And one of these laws is striving. You know, your willingness to work, your willingness to evolve, as you were saying, evolving your consciousness. And the more willing you are to strive, it's a law of nature, the more happiness you have, the more, and he calls it sense of life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it's well said. I love his writing.
Isn't it amazing? I wish I could write like this.
It's very deep, very philosophical, and timeless. You know, it's appropriate for every timeline, just about.
That's very interesting, the way you say that. Interesting. Human beings, will to act is honored. Oh, excuse me. The human being's will to act is anchored in his or her knowledge, in the knowledge that he or she can always do and do not do whatever he or she likes. But if in this knowledge anxiety and doubt arise, then everything gets into a state of turmoil and gets to the point where it is erroneously thought that the human being is a plaything of unknown powers, which he or she is not able to control. Yeah, he always talks about personal responsibility, and, you know, our ability is, we have a lot more ability and power. But the knowledge is thereby blocked, and consequently, inevitably, also the will. From that it follows that anxiety and doubt are the greatest enemies of knowledge. And, you know, I've noticed that if I let anxiety and doubt get enough momentum, I literally, my memory doesn't work as well. I don't articulate things. I don't speak as well as I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
It really shuts down music.
I bet.
Yeah, yeah. So...
Because you're not streaming consciousness right. At least it sounds like it. Your mental body or the emotional body is getting in the way and kind of creating kind of a interference patterns. That's just my own opinion.
I love the way you use that. You said you're not streaming consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you
said? That's what it sounds. Yes.
Now that is a really interesting concept.
Because I think that's what we do. Yeah, when we're
right.
Connected.
You're mm-hmm. absolutely right. When we're connected.
Right.
Yeah. What, you know, are we connected to the universal consciousness? Maybe.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's when we're not connecting or we disconnect, whether it's just temporarily. I think that's when the interference comes in. And the doubt, the lower vibration, it's all about vibration, too. So if you're lowering your vibration connected to drama, whatever that may be, that's pulling you down in doubt, then that's really the problem in a sense of raising the vibratory rate. How do we do that? Usually through meditation, consciousness, training, whatever. It just seems like it's all about the higher consciousness and frequency, if you ask me.
You know, I think I'm also, I have to watch myself as I study this information because I feel doubt sometimes. You know, just because the situation is so strange and so dire.
Well, we're in a very distorted timeline. I mean, this is insanity emotion. So anybody who has like funk in their air or insofar as just feeling the weird... I think that's just par for the course. I think you have to just navigate through it. It's a storm. We just navigate through it.
Just like last weekend, right in the middle, you know, we'd been playing for about a half an hour. This girl just collapses behind the bar. And I just met her. She's only been there like 3 weeks. And I mean, she wasn't moving, and we had to just rush and get some kind of help. Thank goodness the manager knew CPR, because otherwise she would have died. They would have never got, you know, the ambulance there quick enough. The fire people came first, but man, it was just, she turned gray, and oh, it was horrible. And I thought,
yeah,
she's a very, very nice person. Seemed like very nice.
But you said they said that she had low potassium or something strange like that.
To me, that sounds hard to believe. I mean, I've had my potassium, you know, sodium potassium ratio off. You know, bodybuilders do really stupid things. We have to, like, you know, diet until you're, you know, like ridiculously low body fat, and then you have to get rid of all the subcutaneous water. So you can either go 2 or 3 days without drinking, or you can drink 3 gallons of water a day. Either way throws your sodium potassium ratio off.
Mm-hmm.
It right. feels horrible. I mean, it's not like it just something that suddenly happens. It gets worse and worse and worse the longer you do it. And it feels horrible. And she had, if it's true, if this is really true, what happened to her, they act like it just came on all of a sudden. And I have a hard time believing that. I mean, I think something else is going on. And
I agree.
I suspect it's probably the vaccine. You know, I think that's probably speculation from doctor. I don't know. Maybe.
I still think it's aerial warfare that's creating about 90% of the Psy virus issue and side effects, right down to the symptoms that people are having.
The 5G.
Yeah, I mentioned this before. Yeah, even I just heard recently that they were saying a new symptom is ringing in the ears or tinnitus with the ears. And that's a complete warfare program connected to aerial warfare, psychotronics, or even directed energy weapons. So if people are getting that, which I believe me, I've been interfaced with technology and I understand how it works. That would definitely be a signature of directed energy weapons. So whatever they're doing, in my opinion, is creating the persona of the virus. But in my opinion, I think it's all orchestrated by technology and frequency.
Well, it's certainly made worse.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, it's and I know that because I can tell when they're doing aerial sweeps. I mean, there's all kinds of weird going on here. And we've discussed the low Earth orbit satellites and all the other things that are going up very discreetly sometimes, almost like in tongue in cheek to some degree. And people are not paying attention. I mean, they're just not, they're not wired into what's really happening, and they're becoming more and more vulnerable.
Hmm. They're, do you think the awareness level is still not where it needs to be?
I totally think so. Yeah, absolutely. Especially when it comes down to the masses. I'd say the majority of masses just don't, they're just not wired in. They're just not connected into the higher states of evolution.
What I wonder, and what I'd like to ask Dr. Lorraine Day, or if I can ever get Sherry Tenpenny on the show, I would like to know, because Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Tenpenny, talks about, you know, the COVID shot, and it eventually prions are produced, which are like the Creutzfeldt-Jakob syndrome, which is the mad cow, which causes neurological disorders. People, that's when they completely lose it. You know, the mind is not there at all. They can't speak. They probably, you know, they can't really walk around hardly. They're gone. Mm-hmm. It's like mad cow disease.
Right.
So she says that takes about 14 months for a lot of that to come on. So I wonder if a person takes that shot, how long do they have till they die? I mean, is it a 2-year period? Are we going to see some people that are somehow immune to it? I don't see how you can be immune.
Good question. Well, in my opinion, I think that the intensity of the directed energy weapons is going to just keep persisting. I don't think that's going to slow down. And that's really the culprit behind a lot of this. So you're looking at people who are probably going to be, you know, in my opinion, having side effects from toxicity due to radiation, microwave transmissions, and all the other things that are connected, plus the injection, which the concoction of which they've injected people with is still questionable. It's not even approved. That would be the biggest red flag. You know, you don't even have to believe what we're saying. But my point is that it's not even approved. I mean, this is experimental, right?
And
it's kind of dumb.
And it is. It's really dumb. Well, they even tell you, well, this won't keep you from getting COVID, and it might reduce your symptoms a little bit. Do you realize this could kill you? You know, I mean, it doesn't, it's like, what's the benefit to it? I don't really see, You know, people, I talked to one of the guys that came up to my house here to find the mystery sound, and he felt that he had had COVID, and he just told me that, you know, his innards were hurting so bad, and he took the shot because he just felt like it, you know, like he was desperate for something to help him. You know, it's like the thinking's completely wrong. You know what I mean?
Agreed. Yeah. Actually, well, haven't these people had the flu before? I'm sure they've had the flu in a sense. I mean, there's that going on too. I think that what happened to our flu season? I know we've discussed this before, but
right.
You know, all of a sudden it goes away and all of a sudden this is here. It's just, there's too much strange going on with this whole scenario. The worst part of it is we know that it's a directed energy weapon in a sense of it's been orchestrated by an attack against this country and the world. And yet it has not been addressed as a first strike against the United States. I mean, that's the biggest concern I have is that it's a war. It's an act of war by doing biowarfare, bioelectric warfare, anything that's controlling and manipulating or destroying anybody, whether it's from the inside out with a weapon system or even a virus. And people are just not even acknowledging that. Nobody's acknowledging it, really.
And I know we're going way off the Meyer material here.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But it kind of goes into different fields of energy because you're dealing with, E4 warned a lot of people. I mean, he kind of alludes to some of the things that are happening insofar as the future, where we could be possibly even with biological warfare and such. And it seems to kind of be dovetailing, right?
Oh, yeah, he does. He definitely talks about that. And maybe I could bring up contact report 215 real quick. I don't know. Am I typing in here correctly? What I was going to say is, isn't it odd the way Trump has gone, like, totally silent?
Yeah, that's interesting. Although he's trying to get his own website, isn't he? Or something like that, platform, yeah. Social media platform, something.
I would expect, you know, a lot more from him. You know, to me, they probably, I think they probably threatened his family or something.
Well, what's interesting is that, like I said, the military stood down from the whole scenario. They're not even, in my opinion, I think they're completely compromised by United Nations at this point. But there's something else going on. I think there's some kind of a, I can't really explain it as a counter, but there seems to me like there's something that's going on behind the scenes, although I'm not going to put myself in that space of, oh, he's going to take over and he's going to be back in the White House. I'm not playing that card. You know, I think that too much damage has been done. And the fact that he's allowed, when initially he could have countered and stopped a lot of this stuff ahead of time, and he didn't. Yeah, that's the biggest error he made on. I mean, goodness, he had plenty of people telling him what to do.
And he supported the vaccine, too.
Correct. That's a huge deal. That's a huge problem.
Yeah.
And it makes people look at him sideways, not wanting to trust. They definitely don't trust Pence. I mean, Pence, I thought it was laughable that Pence was trying to get on the road, and I think he wants to, what, run in 2024, something like that? Or
Pence?
Yes. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Dude, just retire. I was surprised he could even walk around with his head up.
His credibility is zero.
Oh, he's done. He's done. You know, that's it for him. Yeah. You know, as far as I'm concerned, and I think that people are so sick of politics right now that they are so jaded with how criminal it is that nobody wants to have anything to do with it.
I know. Let me read a little bit of Contact Report 215. Far in the West, it will be different. The United States of America will be a country of total destruction. So I have to ask myself, if I know this is going to happen, why don't I leave? So something is still keeping me. I really like my house. I like my home. But let me continue here. It says, but not even all the terrible happenings will hinder the U.S. In continuing to proceed with her actions against all countries. Even when the North American continent will be stricken by the most terrible catastrophe which has ever been recorded, evil military powers will wreak havoc with computerized and nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons, whereby it will also happen that the computerized weapons will become independent and cannot be controlled any longer by human beings. So that sounds like AI running weapons and destroying the United States. It almost sounds like the United States is going to destroy itself.
Well, I think that's what we're dealing with right now on the timeline. It's imploding. DC is powerless. I don't care what people say. We're not on track in any formula. This whole country is being imploded from the inside out. I mean, it's not even being destroyed or gutted. It's being imploded. And if people can't see that, well, we're just kind of here riding the waves. We all have our little life rafts and we're floating along the side of the ship. But I'm telling you, in my opinion, I think it's very dangerous waters we're in right now. And I think he's spot on. I think this is what we're dealing with right here, right now.
All right. I'm going to finish the show. We've gone 15, 20 minutes. I'm going to keep these short. So let's finish up with remembering that we don't want to be filled with anxiety and doubt. Anxiety and doubt are as negative as hate, unpeace, absence of honor, unfairness, and unhonesty, and so forth, because they always lead to failure and loss in some form. If any of these aspects arise, whereby especially anxiety and doubt play an especially negative role, then all good thoughts end and lose themselves in a chaos of unfulfilled purposelessness. Even strong thoughts in the moment, anxiety and doubt creep into them. The active power, as well as all other energy of the thoughts, is thereby lost, as is the achieved condition concerning one's very own sense of life and the creational sense of life. One thing Billy talks about is having a wish dream, and you can remember pleasant circumstances or circumstances that you desire or wish to have, and that's one way to kind of escape from anxiety and doubt as well. Solaris, mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
A lot of fun, and time went fast again.
It did.
All righty. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.